It is Alphabet Soup. It is John Gibbons hosting. We are up to M, and I've got Phil Blundell, I've got Clive Walsh, and apparently making Alphabet Soup debut is Rachel Biggs.
It's exciting.
It's exciting.
Do you know exactly what I'm doing?
Well, do you know what's happened? I'll tell you. So basically, like, we often do these before AFQ, so that's what we're doing this week. And so it's like it's an hour four Friday show. This and then AFQ is like a half five one, and so we were either running late or Kelly was dead early, probably a little bit of both. Let's be honest with you. And so we were just like, I'll just send her down, and Kelly just joined in, and
she was excellent.
She was a revelation.
Yeah, I can't live up to Kelly's full
no,
show.
No, none mean
of us can.
None of us can. In any
you, you'll come as close as anyone I know. But like, but it was just like, why haven't we? We've always, because it was, I think, because when it started,
because there's a lot of football on it. Generally,
there used to be. Well, there used to be.
But then now it's been, the second time through.
Then there's been less and less. I think we're third time.
Third.
Yeah, I think so.
That many times.
Yeah, it's had a few hosts. It's like Blankety Blank, honestly. I'm really savage. So it's had a few hosts. Different people have put the stamp on it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but mine's... I'm thinking this is my second go.
What I'm hearing is you get into the bottom of the barrel and here I am.
No, absolutely not. That is not what I'm saying. It's naturally gone. It's naturally gone a bit less fussy. And,
oh, that's
But then we didn't alter the... We didn't adapt it. The audience, we didn't adapt it.
Yeah, you didn't think to change the people.
Based on the fact that I'd stopped talking about footballers, and then Kelly just came in, smashed it everywhere, and then we were like, we need more. And so she wasn't available at
all. Do you know what? I can't even be insulted.
Right, well, I'll start with a nice easy one for you, the one at Mossley Hill.
Well, yes, that is an easy one for me.
It's where you live. Not always. You're obviously the Princess of Prescott.
Yeah, and do you know what? If you'd have asked me when I was the Princess of Prescott, when I was reigning in Prescott, rather than from afar, and I would have just said to you, no way would I live in Mossley Hill. No way would I have children born of Mossley Hill.
Why?
Because I really thought it was dead posh and snooty, and I disliked people. Sorry, I disliked the vibe.
When you were a student, you were like more wavy, would you say?
Yeah, so I didn't move to Mossley Hill until 2009, 10. We got that flat. We got a flat near Collins.
Oh, yeah.
And then I forgot myself and became a Mossley Hillhead.
Right. Do you know what's nice? Walking to a bistro.
Exactly. Like, there's an artisan bakery across the road from my house right now. But yeah, it's a big shift. Mm. I really definitely thought people in Mossley Hill were dead posh. They loved themselves. They had a different accent, which I've definitely adopted. Yeah, 100%.
Have you picked it up?
Well, yeah, because my people point it out to me quite a lot.
Really?
They're like, you're quite posh now.
But your Frank says that, doesn't he?
Well, our Frank is now... He lives in Mossley Hill. He followed me down.
Yeah, yeah.
So, But I had a funny conversation with Mikey the other day, actually, because Mikey's Mossley Hill born and bred, as are all three of my kids. Mm. And he was hard on me being a wall. Like, fully I'm a wall.
Prescott.
Prescott.
Yeah, you got to go on the mum's
way. Oh, he went right back. Your mum's a wall.